Right now, we're taking a look at what's next in the oil industry for the markets, too, with day trader friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning. Oil is something that people used to want in their portfolios, not so much anymore.
Well, I think eventually we're going to want it. But look, last year at this time, the demand worldwide was, what, 100 million barrels a day. The demand now is 29 million barrels. And unfortunately, the production cuts came at a slower pace than the drop in demand. And right now we have so much excess oil produced, companies have run out of storage space, and they're putting them in these fuel tankers at the rate of, what, 100 grand a day. And I think the best headline I've seen, April, over the last 12 hours has been barrels of oil are going to show up next to at convenience stores next to potato chips because of the fact that it's everywhere. I mean, if you got a big pool, rent it out. It's just it's unbelievable to see how all of this has come at a point where, yeah, I mean, a lot of the smaller oil companies really going to have a hard time surviving this. And it's unfortunate to see when you see the number of jobs that are connected to the energy or the oil sector, which is why I really took exception, strong exception, with Representative Alexandria Cortez when she tweeted last night that she absolutely loved to see it as far as the plummeting price of oil. That means jobs, and I hate to see that kind of reaction.
All eyes seem to be on the Fed every so often, or at least more often than we are used to. And the Fed was once the president's biggest critic, but now Chairman Powell may have helped save his reelection bid in November. Do you see it that way?
You know, I do, and that's a great point because, you know, the Fed has been, you know, kind of a tweeting target of the president many, many times where the president says, look, they're not doing enough to help the economy. They're too slow. They're too fast. But, you know, during this crisis, the Fed has unleashed a variety of measures to help increase the flow of needed capital into the markets and businesses, be it small businesses or large. And these are very unconventional moves. Some of these have never been thought of, let alone tried. And if he's successful, Jerome Powell, as far as the Fed chair, he could actually speed up the economic recovery. And how would that be if it helped the president with his reelection campaign if the economy is starting to surge again in August, September, October, at a time when the president in his reelection campaign would need it the most?
Good point. Another huge earning weeks ahead. We've got Netflix, Coca-Cola, Domino's, just to tell you a few that could be doing really, really well amid the pandemic. Is it going to save the markets or add increased selling pressure, do you think?
April, it's going to depend, and I love it when you talk stocks like that because we have, what, I think a fifth of the S&P 500 companies that this week are going to report earnings. So you have concern of the oil. We have now the international concern with North Korea a little bit, and now you have these S&P 500 starting to roll out the earnings reports, and if their future numbers are brutal and they catch investors off guard with everything that's going on right now, that extra dose of uncertainty on the market's going to do one thing, and it's going to lead to a lot of selling. Last I checked, the futures are down 500 points or so on the Dow, and this is a critical week for us in the earnings week to see exactly what the market can take and what the market expects. And with everything else that's going on, the volatility or fear index is certain to increase.
Day trader, friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Thanks, Jay.
Always my pleasure.
Website is daytradefun.com.